So here, this patient really didn't qualify for a study, was elderly, although I make it a point of arguing that we don't do elderly patients a favor by under-treating them. She had sort of high-risk features, but were they high enough risk to tip these scales? And I'd be interested in what Drs. Maripol and Grothy would have done or how they would have leaned.
Neil,
what would
you so are you defining her quasi-high-risk features being 11 nodes?
Correct. She radiographically had near obstruction, but not obstruction. So her high-risk feature was 11 nodes.
Okay, because when studies have looked at obstruction as a poor prognostic indicator or a feature of high risk, those are people who present with, you know, frank bowel obstruction or have clear radiographic evidence of a bowel obstruction emergency operation. And it sounds like this lady had no symptoms.
Right.
She had a laparoscopic colectomy.
She had a CT of the abdomen that looked like an obstruction, but she was asymptomatic.
It's a symptom that counts.
Right. Also, the issue is the number of nodes. You know, the adjuvant online model actually uses 10 nodes. I'm not sure where he got that.
So there were a number of studies suggesting that lymph nodes are probably a continuous variable, although when they're presented in these publications, they are stratified and grouped by number of nodes. And there had been this acceptance of this notion for actually quality assurance purposes, that 12 lymph nodes is a good cutoff and a goal one should aspire to, and that those people with less than 12 ought to be considered at least in some way high risk. So there are two issues for me regarding this in general, and then additional ones for this patient. In general, it's not dichotomous, less than 12, more than 12. So 11 is pretty close to 12. So a person with 11 nodes is not the same as somebody who had no nodes. That's number one. Number two, there is a contrarian view that was raised in a paper published in the Journal of the American Medical Association within the past 6 months using a large administrative data set suggesting that number of lymph nodes in stage 2 colon cancer, in fact, does not confer increased risk.
Although that was from University of Wisconsin, what I thought that publication said more was that as a marker of quality and outcome, centers that reported fewer nodes had exactly the same outcomes as centers who had more nodes.
Yep.
So in any case, I think as a quality outcome measurement, it really didn't hold up.
I agree.